Fellow advisors, our most in-demand event is back. How to Charge Live is happening October 20th and 21st right here in my office in Franklin, Tennessee. Seats are limited and will sell out fast. We're now taking deposits to reserve your spot. Visit howtochargelive.com to reserve your seat today. My goal with this event is for you to leave changed, to see your business different forever. One advisor came to this event and signed a $2,000 a month planning client within a week. Another landed two new clients and doubled their financial planning revenue in just 30 days. I hope you can make this event. I will be there with you live for the full 2 days. Visit howtochargelive.com to reserve your seat today. I'll see you there. Welcome to this episode of Becoming an Elite Financial Advisor. I'm Sten Morgan. I'm a financial advisor just like you. The purpose of this podcast, of course, is to share great ideas that we hear from professionals, other advisors around the industry, so that you as an advisor can reach your full potential faster, to run a healthy business, to have balance in your life, but also to serve a lot of clients. Today, I'm going to be talking to Christine from Move Health about Medicare planning. How should you as an advisor have a system in place to efficiently educate and serve your clients when it comes to their health insurance needs as they near retirement and while they're in retirement? I know this is a big topic. Your clients are wondering about it. So if you're not bringing it up, they're probably hearing about it from somebody else. So we are working on a masterclass as well to do with Christine, with their tool and their process. So go to gobeelite.com, download some free resources, join our community. So as soon as we have that masterclass date, we'll send it out to you. Let's get the episode started. Christine, welcome to the Elite Advisor Podcast. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good. I've been looking forward to this episode mainly because I need some help in this category for my practice. I think from the beginning of my career, this was, you know, healthcare planning, Medicare planning was never really maybe at the top of the list of things to talk about with clients. So tell us your journey and how do you get into this space? I know you've built a company, sold it. You've been in this space for a while. So I'd love for our listeners to have some background on that.
Yeah, I'd love to. So, you know, I really feel as though the team that I've had and have been working with over the course of the last 5 years up to this point kind of created this category. Like you mentioned, there's not been a good solution for anything healthcare planning related for advisors up until this point. Now the offering is even better, and we'll get into that a little bit. But 5 years ago when I started my company, Caribou, you know, most advisors were hoping that their clients did not ask them healthcare questions, or in the event that they did, referred them to some external third party, someone they knew, someone who dropped off their business card one day, who, you know, is down the street from them. You know, time and time again, I had heard from advisors, I refer my clients to some guy I know. They may or may not have a good relationship with that person, but the most important thing is they have no idea how to vet the quality of the advice that their clients are getting. And it also has no feedback loop back into their financial plan. So what we had built at Caribou was essentially a platform that gave advisors the ability to run detailed estimates and analyses for their clients. We did all the heavy lifting. They just got all the credit. They didn't have to become healthcare experts. We did this whole analysis for their clients that allowed them to put plans side by side that were tailored to their doctors and their medications. And now with the acquisition that happened back in January of 2025, just a few months ago, we can actually implement the policies with the amazing team at Move Health. So we now sit under the Move Health team. And now that offering is even stronger for advisors so that they get a full end-to-end solution for their clients.
Nice. And I know we've been talking to some degree about maybe within our community doing some kind of demo. Because for me, I was in the first group you mentioned, hoping they didn't ask, but if they did, being willing to bring somebody else in, but not knowing if they were great, still staying involved. I wanted to serve them in that, but not having a great solution. And right. Based off all the stats you guys have and the material I read through, like, there is an argument to be made for being proactive in this space. Mm-hmm. And I even had a prospect earlier this week that was like, one of the big things we need help with, the thing that's kind of keeping us up at night right now is lack of clarity on, am I able to retire sooner because my healthcare through my company, but my husband's a year younger.
Yes.
And it was a conversation that I had to say, that's great. We'll help you during the planning process, but it is not the category that I have the most confidence in.
Yeah. And you probably recognize that too, maybe because we had this recording coming up, because I hear from advisors a ton, oh, this doesn't come up. And the response that I typically have is that, well, you shouldn't be waiting for your clients to bring it up to you first. Like you need to be the one proactively prompting it. Your client's talking to you about retirement. One of the key things you've got to talk to them about is their healthcare. How do we give them more clarity and more confidence? Like you worded, which is so powerful, so strong. If you can give clients that clarity and that confidence to retire, healthcare is one of those things that they just have no clue what it's like outside of their work. So if you can help them make sense of that, it's super, super powerful. And there's definitely some specific life events, retirement being one of them, but there are some others that I'm happy to go through where as advisors, this probably comes across your desk weekly, maybe even daily, depending on the size of your firm. And you might not just be recognizing them and knowing that that's an opportunity to bring up healthcare.
Yeah, I think them bringing it up or not does not remove the fact that it's a decision that has to be made.
Mm-hmm.
And I've heard stories from advisors before where, you know, they have a client they've had for 10 years and that client leaves and they say, well, I had to work with this other advisor because they're a retirement planning expert.
Mm-hmm.
The advisor thinks like, wait, I do retirement, but you didn't position yourself as a resource in an upcoming decision they needed to make. And most clients are not going back to their advisor and, you know, confirming or giving them a second shot. It's like, oh, this is what I need in this next season. So I need an advisor that is capable of handling that.
Exactly.
And I'd love to kind of practically walk through, because I don't think it's as tough if anybody's listening is like, oh, you need to fully implement this in your practice tomorrow. It becomes this big project for you. That I think the step from where you are now, which is like, I kind of do it, but not really, and I'm not really confident about it, to building it into your workflow, adding some questions to your fact finder, proactively maybe setting some triggers in your CRM for certain dates.
Yeah.
Let's walk through maybe practically what version one of this could look like from I'm not really doing anything to, at least from a client standpoint, they know I'm thinking about it.
Great question. So let's talk about the CRM for a second. Age-based CRM triggers or prompts are some of the easiest ones to do. You are hopefully collecting date of birth from all of your clients, so you can easily run reports for clients who are turning 65 in the next 6 months, but also turning 26. You might have your client's kids that now this is a great opportunity to involve more of the family. Guess what? At 26, you age off the parents' policy. You need to get your own health insurance. It's likely that maybe that entry-level position that kid has, or maybe they're still in school, you can actually provide a tremendous amount of value to that next generation and start to build that relationship with them as well. So those are some of the age-based triggers that you can build in, and it would take you 30 minutes to build that report, if that, to really start there. If you wanted to build off there, you could start to track things like target retirement date or target retirement year might be something that's in some of your financial plans. Again, pulling reports of who is thinking about retiring this year and contacting them and just letting them know, hey, I got a resource now, or we need to dive deeper into this. We've not addressed it yet. This is one of the values that you get as a client of our firm, so you don't run into those situations where they don't think that you're retirement focused.
Yeah.
That's a really good one as well to try to look at your CRM at. But there are a few others that are harder to see in CRM data. Change of marital status. Anyone who's been recently widowed or divorced or married even on the positive side of that spectrum, that's a qualifying life event. You also have address changes. So if you're updating an address and someone's moving from the Northeast to Florida for retirement, which we see often, you know, that's another good one. They need likely new health insurance. Most often than not, your health insurance does not travel with you. And it's a qualifying life event to change that. There's also the sporadic job loss or COBRA running out as well. If your client left employment and enrolled in COBRA, at 18 months, that COBRA will run out. And so you can also track those sorts of dates. So some of these are custom fields that you might have to add into your CRM, but some of this data already actually lives in there. And it's just about finding it, creating those reports and doing the outreach and making the client feel very, very personalized. Don't send all of your clients a Medicare email, right?
Yeah.
If that hits someone's inbox who's in their 30s or 40s, they're going to think that, you know, you're not tailoring your outreach. Be very specific about your outreach. And that way it will increase client engagement too.
I love that. My mind also goes to some simple marketing pieces. And there's some stuff we'll link to in the show notes that you sent to me that I think it's on your website too. That in a page, you can create some coaching, teaching moments that at least show your client like, oh, you know what you're talking about. And so maybe in your workflow, it's as soon as a client asks, I have a resource to send to them. I've seen advisors do this for retirement where it's like, hey, as soon as you even mention retirement to me, I'm going to give you the timeline of retirement that are important dates from 59 and a half to 62 to 65 to 67 to 70 and a half to 73. And right. It's just, it's a good resource. So I don't think it needs to be, hey, jump to custom content. There's some really practical steps here you can take that just show your client you can help in this area. Christine, for me, as I think about building financial plans for people, and then I get to the risk management section, which is, you know, a lot of insurance focus. For us to scale and do this well, I don't want to become a Medicare expert. You know, I want to know enough to identify the opportunity. With your technology and your tool, what is the most efficient way for an advisor to convey expertise, but say I have a bench behind me that can jump into action here? Is the tool, and we'll work on kind of setting up a demo for this, and we'll send that out to everybody that's listening if you want to jump on that. Is it possible to get to a state to where a client comes in, a financial planner, existing client, and it's as easy as a referral to somebody that comes in that you know is qualified that can make you look really good? Or is it always going to require a little bit more lift from the advisor?
It's really that easy. So I like to say advisors can choose their adventure in terms of how involved they want to be. When you log into the platform, there's two main things that you can do. One is you can run estimates on our platform. We use state-based numbers for health plan policies and ranges of policies based, again, on that geography of the client. So it's very, very specific data that's being sourced. And you can run some pretty simple estimates just by inputting age, tax filing status, and income. So those are all things that you have access to. You don't have to get into the nitty-gritty of clients' healthcare needs. It's basically going to show you a range of healthcare costs and estimates, and it's going to actually create a deliverable for you in that moment too that you can send a client. That's great for prospects when you're running a financial plan or someone is, you know, 5 years out, but they're starting to ask you questions and you just want to show and model maybe a scenario or two based off different income levels. The other thing is to actually engage them with a MoveHealth licensed agent. All you have to do to kick that off is input the client's name, email, phone number, what kind of coverage they need and when. It's that simple. So it takes 30 to 60 seconds at most to do that. And then when you do, the client has the ability to book a call directly with us, or you can kind of gatekeep that and you can drive the process forward and you can be the one to book the call if you want to participate. Nice. Advisors take a different level of approach depending on their firm, the way they work, or maybe even the client. Let's say you've got a high net worth client that you want to be involved in everything with. That would be maybe an example to why you would want to be involved, but you don't have to be. The client can move themselves through the process, speak to a licensed agent, get an enrolled policy, and then once that enrollment is made, you are notified as their advisor and the premium and the out-of-pocket maximum is communicated back to you so that you can update their financial plan. So the most important parts are you're updated. There's a feedback loop. It's coming back to you. You know your client was taken care of. And then also you can update that financial plan so you have more accurate data in your financial plan based on what the client actually enrolled in.
That's great. I love the pre-deliverable. Mm-hmm. Sometimes when I'm selling a financial plan, I don't necessarily want the client to hope it's going to work out. Like, you know, meeting one, let's get to know each other, get some data, share some great ideas. But by meeting two, before I give them a proposal, I want to give them some proof of, hey, I can bring some value here. So that first deliverable you mentioned feels pretty quick. Like it could be a quick win. Here you go. In order to kind of like build the case of why they need to work with you.
Exactly. It's instant. So you can run those numbers. You can do an income of 200,000 maybe, and then 500,000. Maybe they're selling their business. Maybe we're up in the millions and we want to see what Irma looks like. You know, you could run all those scenarios instantly within the platform, feeds back to you, and you can send those different scenarios to the client as a deliverable post-meeting if you want to.
Nice. Yeah, the Irma surprise, I think most advisors I talk to don't understand that very well. And their client is about to get a notice, you know, of change, whether it's you recognize too many gains, their income is too high, you should take from a different account. So yeah, the Irma thing, that's a big one.
Yeah. And I think the most important thing is just proactively preparing the client for that, right? Like don't wait until the year that the Irma is going to be instated to start talking about Irma. Selling their business, you know, at 64 or 65, let them know that, hey, in 2 years, this is going to impact your Medicare costs. This is what it's going to look like. Here's the delta in terms of what it would be if we didn't sell versus we did. likely that the prior is way more important and lucrative than the actual IRMA itself. That's usually not the problem. The problem is just that it catches clients by surprise because their advisor is not updating them with that information proactively.
No, it's a great point. Yeah, I don't think IRMA is so scary that it should drive every decision, but the surprise of it probably, the surprise factor of it could 10x the negative impact of that versus the actual financial piece.
Yes, exactly. I think the difference individually, the most IRMA can make is like 10 grand a year, which if you're in that highest bracket, you know, maybe that's important to you. Maybe it's not. It's likely that it's not. So again, it's not about that specific number necessarily. It's more just about the advanced preparation.
I started getting the best results when I started focusing more. Instead of trying to solve multiple problems at once, I started focusing my time, energy, and money on solving my biggest area of resistance first, so then I can move on to the next one. Are you aware of the biggest area of resistance in your practice? I built an assessment to help you identify that area so that you can focus all of your time, energy, and money on solving it as quickly as possible. Visit gobeelite.com to take the assessment now.
So practically, if I think about the client I just met with, 64, 63 and a half, husband 62 and a half. He's already taken Social Security. Right. They have some pensions. She's wanting to retire within a year, but they have this gap of healthcare that they're trying to figure out. She could do COBRA. She could stay on her current plan, but it's a lot higher.
Mm-hmm.
What if her husband loses his health insurance? Like, this is a big part of her decision to like, I want to retire tomorrow, or I guess I can hold on for another year and a half.
Yeah.
As you hear that scenario, is it you put their information, they get on the phone with a coach, and that person kind of coaches them through the process? Or is that person just providing quotes in various scenarios? Like, in that real life scenario, what could that client's experience be like if it was more of me just passing it off?
So you'd input the client's name, phone number, email address, hit start engagement, and that client would be able to book a call directly with us. While they're waiting for that call to happen, could take a couple days, we actually give the client the ability to upload information, doctors, medications, send us that COBRA documentation, give us everything you have so that we can come into that meeting as informed as possible and get straight to the kind of options. We can also just wait until the call and start to collect a lot of that information. We will confirm our understanding as well. A lot of the times there is information that's hard to capture via an online profile too. So we want to make sure that we get just every detail about the client's situation and understand too, something you didn't mention was what will their income be in retirement? What is it today and what will it be next year or the year after? That's a good reason to potentially have the advisor involved in a conversation or at least have you in the notes when you're starting the client engagement, say, here's what we're expecting their income to be next year. That gives us a range to be able to potentially influence some premium tax credits for them in the event that they're not yet Medicare eligible. There's a lot going on with the premium tax credits right now in the current administration. We're at a point, a little bit of a standstill. We don't know if they're going to be extended beyond this year into 2026. So that's, again, just a really good reason to have a healthcare planning partner there by your side, because this is stuff that we are following actively and that we will update you and your clients on, because the cost for this client, depending on their income, could change drastically depending on whether that legislation is extended or not.
I think through like every advisor listening, if you take your advisor hat off and put your business owner hat on and think like, what scales? I want to add a lot of value, but I don't have the time to become an expert in all areas of financial planning, tax strategies, you know, estate planning. That for my team to be efficient yet bring a high level product, it's like we have to have these like secret weapons behind the curtains that we are the one bringing the data and presenting in a way they understand. But with this category, especially for me, I'm like, I need somebody to call in, you know, an expert that can make me look really good, because it will not scale if I'm trying to build this on my own, study this all on my own, to where I think I almost have to get out of the way sometimes in order to help more people. I have to bring in partners that can deliver the technical side of it.
Exactly. You're thinking about it 100% right. Like, there are things that we learn that are new about Medicare, and we're in the Medicare world all day, every day. And there's so much nuance. There's so much specificity depending on where you live or this specific law or this specific rule that we actually, when an advisor tells me I know enough to be dangerous about Medicare, I actually think that's dangerous. Yeah. like actually dangerous, you know, like if you're only advising at a surface level, you're probably missing like the whole iceberg that's underneath the water, right? And with something like your health that's so personalized and needs to be so tailored, that can be very dangerous. Unfortunately, there are some aspects of Medicare that you also can't reverse. They're one-way doors. If you start on a specific path because someone gave you advice at 65, it can be pretty hard to reverse that. And what you're costing your client is peace of mind and lots of money potentially. So our preference is that advisors partner with professionals, people who see this all day, every day, whether it's us or someone else, vet the quality of their advice. We can talk a little bit about how to do that, but vet the quality of their advice. Make sure your clients are taken care of in like a fiduciary, client-centric way. Yeah. And, you know, be involved to a certain extent. But unless you really, really are an expert, bring someone in that can really lead that charge for you.
Yeah, that definitely sounds like a much more efficient, enjoyable way, because I don't want to roll my sleeves up and become an expert in that. Practically speaking, when it comes to this Medicare insurance planning and retirement, What's some low-hanging fruit strategies? I know Irma's one, like understanding Irma of like, hey, where income should come from and trying to stay under that is, if possible, is something you should do for your clients. Don't just reach that threshold because you didn't know what you're doing or what thinking about it. What are some other strategies, apart from quoting policies and making sure it matches subscriptions for or prescriptions for the advisor listening? What are a few things where you're like, I see advisors trip up here the most and to learn a little bit can actually go a long ways with their client.
Yeah, I think one of the most topical things is what I just mentioned around the premium tax credits. If you are an advisor and you have any clients who are retired and not yet 65, they could be accessing tax credits, which means that their healthcare costs could drastically change next year if they are. So reaching out to those clients and having a pulse on those clients, who they are, tracking that in your CRM as well, is a really, really relevant thing to be doing right now, because these clients are, they may or may not be aware of this big change, and it could pretty drastically impact their healthcare costs in years to come. The other good thing that leads to is that you have a much easier idea of who to reach out to during open enrollment. Again, with Medicare, it's really easy. Any client over 65, unless they're still working, you can probably send them a Medicare open enrollment kind of marketing campaign in the fall. But with the pre-65 population or demographic of your clients, really hard to target, you know, who is within that range of client and who might need support during open enrollment. So a lot of what we spoke about before was related to life events. Those can happen, you know, any time of the year. They can come up in any conversation on a Tuesday, a Friday, no matter what the month or day of the year is, versus open enrollment is your time from November 1st to December 15th, effectively, for the marketplace. And then October 15th to December 7th for Medicare. That's the only time of the year where you can change your coverage if you have existing Medicare marketplace coverage. So if you're tracking that, you know who's enrolled in those coverage, start to do that. That's really low hanging fruit. That way you can reach out to those clients every year, put them on a list and say, hey, we've got to talk about your health insurance. We haven't looked at this maybe in a while. Let's see if the plan you're on is still the best plan for you. It's such an easy tactic, and yet it's really underutilized.
So there's the people that are retired, not yet 65. Is that a conversation to have right away? Is it, when it comes to enrollment, though, is that like 6 months before they turn 65? What could be a triggering event date for advisors to start preparing their client? Like, what's too early and what's too late?
Good question. So for Medicare, roughly 6 to 8 months. Start the conversation early, because I can guarantee you your clients are, their inbox is flooded, their email as well as their mailbox. Any insurance carrier they've ever had knows they're turning 65. They see commercials on TV. They hear what their neighbors did. Someone at the YMCA is telling them that what they enrolled in, you know. So get ahead of all of that, essentially. Start the conversation as early as, you know, 8 to 12 months. But, you know, if you're going to engage, you know, a company like ours, 6 months is typically ideal for us. But start it early. Let them know that they can come to you so they don't get resources elsewhere. That's specific for Medicare enrollment. Your Medicare enrollment window technically starts 3 months before the month of your 65th birthday, the month of, and 3 months after. So it is a 7-month window. But you want to really get ahead of that. if the client is working or stopping to work, that does add complexity as well. The timelines are potentially all different. So again, just get ahead of it. Make sure your client knows that they can come to you. And when they do come to you, engage an expert. The under 65 window, though, if they're not yet Medicare eligible, you can only really engage that cohort if they have a qualifying life event, like moving, change in marital status, something like that, or it's open enrollment. So that's where the seasonality aspect comes in. Just like tax planning season, the month of basically November is like our tax season where you can change your coverage. So know that that seasonality exists too for any client that's under 65, but also enrolled in Medicare.
That's great. Yeah, my practice, my mind's going to creating like a one pager that is automatically sent 6 months before 65 mm-hmm. that, you know, we're on the list of people giving them information. And to your point, this client the other day was like, I'm getting so much mail.
Yes.
Like all of a sudden I'm really important to a lot of people, but it's overwhelming and they don't know who to trust. Yeah. If you were their advisor or you were trusted in some way, like you should be where they're getting some information from. So, and in our community, we'll put whatever we create out there. So if anybody wants to repurpose it, they can.
Mm-hmm.
But then, yeah, initiating that conversation, here's some content. So, you know, we're thinking about it. We want to be part of the ones that educate you on that. Having some resource. And for us, you know, either you have somebody locally you really trust and you've vetted them really well. For us, you know, we're looking into move as an option of like, hey, is this a scalable, streamlined process to where we can touch our clients and then bring in an expert to kind of close that for us so we can continue to quarterback it.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody listening, you are rolling the dice if you're saying, I'm just not going to talk about it and I hope my clients are not going to ask me about it and I hope they're not going to leave me because of it. Because yeah. I think based on the data you guys have, the odds are really more in favor of the opposite. They're thinking about it. They're hearing about it. If you don't bring it up, somebody else is probably bringing it up to them.
Exactly. So there's some data that I have that I'm going to pull up and read out just so that I make sure I get it 100% right here. But anecdotally, this is probably stronger than the data. You know, we had a client that we worked with. They work with, you know, a boutique RIA, you know, unlike probably most of the people in your network. And, you know, one of the reasons they became a client, they left a huge broker dealer, a name I will not mention to protect, you know, their brand, but they left someone that everyone is familiar with. And they said, one of the reasons I left was to access a service like this, because this was so important to me when I was finally planning my retirement. And, you know, they didn't offer me anything in that area. So, you know, that is so powerful. Healthcare cost is also a top concern for 62% of clients, and that's across all net worths. So that's another thing I hear often is my clients are high net worth. They don't care about this. That's very, it's wrong, I guess I should say, because I have seen clients, they report their income and they often talk about their assets as well. And, you know, high net worth individuals do care about this just as much because it can drastically impact their quality of life. And that's what they care about most and their peace of mind. So healthcare is regularly one of the top three concerns for those nearing retirement. It's one of the top three expenses in retirement. And retirees now expect healthcare planning, and 69% of people said that if their financial professional could not help navigate their healthcare choices, they would likely switch to one who could. So some really, really compelling data there to add to it.
Yeah. Yeah, I think for everybody listening, you know, there's probably a path where you are doing okay as an advisor if you don't do this. I hear kind of two parts. One is serving the current clients really well and not risking losing them over something that we're just, you know, maybe out of laziness or fear, not trying to add to our process, because it doesn't have to be a lot of lift if you just have a good system in place.
Mm-hmm.
But also the prospecting potential here of creating some compelling content and not trying to overwhelm people with the actual, you know, strategy of it, but just educating on, hey, this is a concern. You're probably thinking about this. Here's what we do. There's probably a couple one pagers that are really formatted really well that could get people's attention. And I think tax strategies obviously are always appealing. You know, estate can be a pain point to poke on. But I think to your point with the data, it's like healthcare is not going away. The system's never going to be simple. And it is only getting more expensive for them in retirement. That this is probably one that if you were saying, I want to attract retirees and manage more assets and do more financial planning, this could be the thing that is a main part of your prospecting strategy.
Absolutely. And again, whether it's us or someone else, we provide our partners with a bunch of marketing materials off the shelf. So that makes it so easy too, to just have that ready. as you mentioned, like having that pamphlet ready to go when a client is coming up on one of those life events or someone walks into the office and they ask you a question and you've got, you know, the material ready to go, that goes a really long way. Prospects see that, clients see that. So we try to make that as easy as possible. Again, recognizing that the advisor's not the healthcare expert. They're probably not the marketing expert either. How can we make this as simple as possible for them so that it's really high impact, but very, very low lift? We say that a lot. That is our goal with all of our partnerships.
I love that. Christine, thank you for being here. This is great. We'll put more content in our community for anybody that's watching. We'll also work on kind of maybe a masterclass together. How do we take this even deeper? Because this is a topic that is not going away. Appreciate you.
Yeah, thank you so much.